Finding Inner Peace. A journey with Thich Nhat Hanh's peace is every step. Chapter 1. Summary of the book Peace is Every Step. Peace is Every Step by Thich Nhat Hanh is a book that offers practical teachings on how to bring mindfulness and compassion into our daily lives in order to achieve inner peace and happiness. The book discusses various meditation practices, breathing exercises, and ways to cultivate mindfulness in all aspects of life, such as eating, walking, and communicating with others. Thich Nhat Hanh emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment and being fully aware of our thoughts and actions in order to create peace within ourselves and in the world around us. Ultimately, the book teaches readers to find joy and contentment in the simple moments of life and to cultivate a sense of inner peace that can radiate outwards to benefit others. Chapter 2. The meaning of the book Peace is Every Step. Peace is Every Step by Thich Nhat Hanh is a book that explores the concept of mindfulness and how it can lead to inner peace and happiness in daily life. The book emphasizes the importance of being present in the moment, finding peace within ourselves, and cultivating compassion and understanding towards others. Thich Nhat Hanh offers practical exercises and meditations for readers to integrate mindfulness into their daily routine and find peace in every step they take. Overall, the book promotes the idea that peace is not something to be found externally, but is a state of mind that can be cultivated through mindfulness and awareness. Chapter 3. The book Peace is Every Step chapters. 1. Breathe. You are alive. In this chapter, Thich Nhat Hanh emphasizes the importance of mindfulness and of always being aware of our breathing. He explains that by practicing mindful breathing, we can calm our minds and return to the present moment. 2. Transformation and healing. Thich Nhat Hanh discusses the importance of transforming our suffering and finding healing through mindfulness. By being present in the moment and acknowledging our pain, we can begin the process of healing and transformation. 3. Peace in your hands. This chapter explores the concept of inner peace and how we can cultivate it through mindfulness practices. Thich Nhat Hanh encourages readers to take responsibility for their own peace and to practice mindfulness in every aspect of their lives. 4. The pebble. Thich Nhat Hanh uses the metaphor of a pebble to explain how mindfulness can help us let go of our worries and fears. By tossing metaphorical pebbles into the water, we can watch our worries ripple away and find peace in the present moment. 5. Tangerine meditation. Thich Nhat Hanh introduces the practice of tangerine meditation, in which we mindfully eat a tangerine and savor each bite. This practice can help us become fully present and appreciate the simple joys of life. 6. Feelings. In this chapter, Thich Nhat Hanh discusses the importance of acknowledging and accepting our feelings without judgment. By practicing mindfulness, we can learn to observe our emotions and let them go without becoming overwhelmed by them. 7. The orange. Thich Nhat Hanh uses the example of an orange to illustrate the interconnectedness of all things and our own interbeing with the world around us. By seeing the orange as a manifestation of the sun, rain, and soil, we can cultivate a sense of gratitude and connection. 8. He is my brother. Thich Nhat Hanh shares a personal story about finding peace and compassion in a difficult situation. By viewing others as our brothers and sisters, we can cultivate empathy and understanding in all of our relationships. 9. Look at your hand. This chapter encourages readers to practice mindfulness in their everyday activities, such as washing dishes or brushing their teeth. By being fully present in these moments, we can find peace and joy in the present moment. 10. The art of now. Thich Nhat Hanh emphasizes the importance of living in the now and savoring each moment as it comes. By practicing mindfulness and letting go of our worries about the past and future, we can find peace and happiness in the present moment.